Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. Doug is out, but he will be back sooner than you think. I am Jay Kirshner. We have Jennifer Horn with us.
Hello.
It always makes it a very good day.
It's always fun to be with you, too.
I have to ask, before we go into anything, can I ask you about jury duty?
Yes, which is why my voice is still scratchy weeks later, I think. So I was on jury duty this week, which was... like, super enlightening, and I am now officially off jury duty, so I can freely talk about what was going on. And my question, I would love to know, we should put it up on Facebook, if people have had good experiences, bad experiences, like, how do people handle jury duty? Because it is our civic right, right? It is our duty to do this. But what I found, Jay, is that there's just a really big disregard for people's time. And so I got called for the week of, I think it was May 8th, and there might have been something going, there was something going on for me to think that that wasn't the right week. So I rescheduled it only a few weeks ahead, and I thought, all right, thinking I'm trying to be crafty, I'll pick Memorial Day because it's only going to be a four-day week. And what are the chances? Now, keep in mind, I was not in our huge downtown L.A. courthouse. I was in one of the suburb courthouses. So Tuesday morning, you're supposed to be there at 9:30. And you park your car and then you walk into the courthouse. And when you get there, you hand over your jury summons. And the woman goes, you didn't fill out the back. And I said, I filled online because that's what it told me to do when I was registering. She goes, you need to do it in person too. So meanwhile, everybody has filled it out online. So everybody is now taking the extra step to fill out the same thing online that they did online in person. You hand in your summons, and then she goes, take a blue card off of the table. You need to go back to the parking structure and put that in your vehicle. So then you go walking, trudging back to the parking structure. Or you think you could just have someone, or like jury park, yeah, I don't know. So then you come back, and you wait. And the one nice thing I will tell you about that courthouse is they actually had tables and chairs instead of just the couches that people have died on, obviously, in the past. Mm-hmm. So I was actually able to do about an hour's worth of work and do some emails and that kind of stuff, which was great. So about 10:30, so now we're like an hour in, they say, okay, everybody here is going to go to a pool in front of this court, in front of the room, like department two or whatever. So everybody goes down the stairs, and then we stand and we wait, and there's no place to sit. And this is the other thing, not to get nitpicky here, but like, I can stand. Is it fun to stand for an hour for anybody unless you're at Disneyland? No. But there are people who are like on like canes, who are older people, like no place to sit for them. So that's a long time to stand around waiting around. So then they come out and they say, okay, everybody's going to get a number. Now, and tell me if I'm boring you, but I can't win the lottery, but I got number two. When they were handing out numbers, and I thought, oh no, this can only mean trouble if I'm number two. That means I'm juror number two right now. And sure enough, so then we stood around some more. We waited. By the time we got into the courtroom, I want to say it was about 11:40. And the judge says, thank you all for your time. So important, your civic duty, new world since COVID, blah, blah, blah. Oh, look at that. It's time for lunch.
No.
So then they break for lunch, and then you don't come back till 1:30. And then at 1:30, they start asking questions, like a list, basically, of the judges of 28 questions about potential bias and that kind of stuff. Long list. So everybody in the jury box had to answer those questions with the judge. And there are 18 of us because they've got 12 of the jurors and 6 prospective alternates. So they go through that list, and I think, okay, well, I've got to be honest. I'm in conservative talk radio. I have conservative stink on me. They should know this, wink, wink, because, you know, who wants that in their jury pool? So we go through, talk about your biases, okay? People are clearly trying to get off jury duty. You've got all kinds of people making up all kinds of stories. You've got people crying. I mean, everybody's trying to get out of jury duty.
Uh-huh. What was the most absurd kind of excuse or reason that somebody gave that they're biased to get out?
Okay, so we had this one guy. And you have to identify your occupation. He said he was a theme park actor. The guy is as white as a napkin, but he gets up there and he goes, well, you know, as a member of Gen Z, a card-carrying member, I am aware of the systemic racism and bias that happens in the legal system. And he went on to talk about how he was quoting from the Black Lives Matter manifesto. And then he went on to say that he had altercations with police and gave some examples about how he had called the police in his life, mm-hmm. and it took them 15 minutes to get there. That was his big story of bias. So it was interesting, to say the least, a very eclectic crowd. I now have a television show idea where, like, called The Pool, where all the people in the jury that are mashed together, because you think about it, you become, like, friends with these people from all walks of life. So it is kind of interesting. I think it would make the most fantastic of television shows. And so then that afternoon, they, you know, brought us back in. We're supposed to come back from lunch at 1:30. We don't get called back in until like 2:05, I think. And then the break is at 3:00. We're getting questioned by the attorney, or no, the judge is finishing the questions. The next morning, they break us early. Then you have to come back. And everybody comes back. Even the people who haven't been chosen to be in the box have to come back. So day two, we start. And we get questioned by the lawyers, the defense, and the prosecution about, you know, different things that we had said during the judge's questioning.
Mm-hmm.
We get a two-hour lunch. So she lets us go at noon. So keep in mind, we've been in there about an hour, and they go to lunch. We come back at 2:00, a two-hour lunch, and she goes, oh, for unforeseen reasons, we have to let you go now. So we had to leave at 2:00. Then Thursday, day three, we come in, and questions continue from the lawyers. They have to fill in. They dismissed a few people, and I thought, oh, I'm getting dismissed. They did not dismiss me. And so they filled in some holes, and then we came back from lunch, and they had to re-interview those people, judges' questions, lawyers' questions. And at the very last minute, they let a few more people go, and I thought, that's it. And then they said, okay, well, we're going to start with the precursory stuff. And so I'm thinking, finally, we're getting somewhere. 3 days of jury selection for a DUI case just seems absolutely crazy, right?
Yeah.
So at the very last minute, they all came out, they released the people they wanted to release together, and then precursory information, I'm like, okay, I guess we're going to opening statements. Here I sit, juror number two, and the prosecution let go the person I had been talking to the most, and then the defense comes up and says, juror number two, thank you for your service, and kind of gave me this wry smile, because I said I was in talk radio,
mm-hmm.
and made the courtroom laugh a few times, some of my responses, like whether or not I enjoyed my jury service, and I said, I plead the fifth, Your Honor, and so I kind of let out an, oh, and I let an, oh, and she said that she was letting me go, and the judge laughed again, she goes, I've never heard anybody with that reaction before, and I said, Your Honor, I wish everybody good luck, and don't forget to listen to my radio show tomorrow morning when I unpack all of this.
Hilarious. The longest plug for your show of your life.
But it was just, you know, I've come to this conclusion. It is interesting to watch the process. It's something that I think we all need to do because we can understand the system. And so don't throw away your jury summons, which I know a lot of people do. But what the court needs to be able to do is be cognizant that so many people work for themselves or have jobs that they have to go to that they're not getting paid.
Unpaid time off. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind doing it if they actually utilized your time. But truly, we spent about 2 hours total in the courtroom and the rest of the time milling around in the hallway, on lunch breaks. I mean, it's just, to me, it becomes a tremendous waste of time.
And why was there even a jury called for a DUI case? Isn't that kind of cut and dry?
This is kind of interesting, and so I don't know because I was not privy to the information, but what I glean from the questions they were asking is that he wasn't even going to testify in his own defense because the defense was asking a lot of questions like, would it impact your decision if you don't hear from the defendant? And then the prosecution only had two police officers, and it seems like maybe circumstantial evidence, like maybe like a breathalyzer or something like that. But I think there must be priors. That's the only thing I can think of, because in L.A., knowing the system like I do, they don't prosecute anybody. So I would say there's got to be more. There's got to be some history, something to bring him into that situation.
Oh, my goodness. Interesting.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to consider that because you're not supposed to research or do anything. And they're very, very specific about that.
Yeah.
No TikTok, no Instagram. Like, you can't. So this is the first time I've actually been really able to give the details publicly. So it's our scoop. And I'm sorry if it's boring, but I think it's
not. It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. And then you were talking about there should be some kind of reality show about everybody getting together. There is a somewhat reality-ish show, Jury Duty, on Amazon, but it's one of those, like, Truman shows. Have you heard about this? Where everything is fake. The trial is fake. The judge is fake. The rest of the jurors are comedic actors. James Marsden, who the A-list actor, who plays a version of himself in this, and there is one guy, a civilian, who thinks he is on a real jury. And that there's some kind of documentary that they're doing about it. He thinks all of it is real. And, yeah.
I was thinking, like, almost a drama, like a dramedy, where you, like, follow everybody's relationships with each other. Maybe each jury's, like, 10 episodes. And then you can have the interaction with the defendant, the story of that going on. But also, like, the relations of the people in the jury pool. Because you are slapped into a situation where you befriend each other quickly.
Well, yes. And I feel like it's a lot of times circumstantial friends anyway. You see that in the workplace. And then when you leave a workplace, you realize, oh, you were just friends with that seat or that position. Because it's a revolving door. And once that person leaves, then the next person comes in. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'm friends with you now.
It's a wild crowd. I mean, you've got everybody with weird backgrounds coming together, you know, like a mall Santa and a police officer or something. I mean, it's funny. It's a funny set of circumstances.
Yes. And I would love the, like, single camera interviews for the biases of, like, here's what my bias is going to be.
Oh, my God.
They're talking about it ahead of time.
We had women crying. I mean, it was great.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, because that really was interesting.
Good.
So fascinating. I've never been called for jury duty, and now I kind of really want to. I want to go experience this.
It's rough.
It's rough. It's also 18 after the hour.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle sack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The Technology's summer sale event is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's summer sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Radio Program. Jay and Jen here. Doug will be back before we know it. And also back, apparently, Dwayne Johnson into the Fast and Furious world. Did you see this?
He's the Rock is cooking.
He really will always be the Rock.
Yeah, of course. He's always the Rock.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Well, there was that whole big stink with Fast and Furious, and apparently he, well, not apparently, he did. He went off and had a spinoff with the Hobbs and Shaw. He's been with the Fast and Furious stuff since 2011 with Fast Five. Okay, then he does 2019 spinoff, Hobbs and Shaw. Then it's this whole stink and some kind of issue with Vin Diesel or Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel, whatever. And
they weren't getting along, is what they said, right?
Yes. Well, and apparently The Rock did this without Vin Diesel's approval or something. I don't know. It's all the, like, hearsay, he said, she said, they said, all that stuff. So Dwayne Johnson's like, I'm never returning. He's not going to have any part in Fast 10. Well, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, a mid-credit scene has Dwayne Johnson. He has a cameo in it that shows he is going to be in another installment of the franchise. Well, he is going to be in his own solo spinoff movie now.
Oh.
So we'll see.
are they back together yet? Vin and The Rock? Are they back together?
I have no idea. So this is, if he's going to be in his own solo spinoff movie, I don't know. I don't know if Vin Diesel will be.
You know, I can actually
make
this better.
The studio's like, hey, we want the money. Like, you guys just do what you're supposed to do, your jobs.
I can make it better. There should just be no more Fast and Furious movies. You know, how many are there? Like 25? I haven't even seen one of them.
Well, and then you have the various spinoffs and all the things. And I think, what is it? The third one in the installment, people are like, don't even watch it. Just pretend it doesn't exist. The first
one
was
crazy.
Great.
Yeah. I think about Paul Walker, who was in it when it first started. And he's been dead such a long time. He's been gone so long. Like, it's insane how long that franchise has gone. But hey, good for them. Celebrate it, right?
Well,
celebrate
and then
the success.
This is something else to celebrate. I'm sure you have seen this, that Kim Cattrall has been confirmed as a cameo in the season finale, the upcoming season two of And Just Like That. And she had come out saying that she was never actually asked to be in And Just Like That.
Now, you got to fill me in because, and just like that, I know it's a spinoff of Sex and the City, but are all the cast members in it?
The original, the other original ones,
Cindy
Nixon, Kristen Davis, Sarah Jessica Parker, yes. So they're all in it. And there was this whole big thing about Sam's not in it, Samantha Jones, Kim Cattrall's character, and why, but also they didn't kill her character off. And there was one scene.
Because she was also not in some of the movies, right?
No, she was in the movie. She was.
Oh, she did.
She was.
This was the only thing.
So they
she
were.
Wasn't
yeah, they were in two movies, and apparently there was supposed to be a third movie that didn't get made. And then she had said that, and just like that is pretty much the third movie. Mm-hmm. But she had made it so known that she wanted no part of any of it anymore, so she wasn't asked to come back. And it wasn't to slight her or anything; it was just to respect her space, apparently. And that while she doesn't. I think Kim Cattrall said this, that while she doesn't get along with them, she is open to revisiting it. She just wasn't invited. And so now they're like, oh my gosh, come back. We were trying to respect your space. I don't know. It's one of those, like, again, they said, you said, I said, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
And believe me, everybody wants to be asked. Everybody wants to at least have the ability to say no.
Yes, yes. And people change their minds. So even though somebody said no to something in the past, doesn't mean they'll say no again. But that does bring up a good point. Is it being disrespectful if somebody has made it clear they didn't want to do something and you ask one more time?
No, I'm an asker because I like to give people, even if people have to tell me no, at least I feel like I've extended myself, you know, because people's egos, if you say, oh, well, I just thought you wouldn't want to come, but maybe your feelings are hurt because you would have.
Yeah, that's true. You feel slighted, neglected, but you don't matter.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Keeping your pet's mind mentally stimulated. We all know about exercise for the body, but what about the brain? There's a lot of things you can do to keep your pets mentally stimulated. Of course, you want to keep the body well exercised, but brain teaser toys. Now, when you go to the pet stores, there are many toys that are interactive that your pet can play with even if you're not around. Also, try doing the same rituals every single day. And dogs like to work. There are certain dogs that need a job. For example, my German Shepherd used to love herding whatever balls I threw in the backyard if we saw some ducks or chickens. So if you have a dog and you want to make sure the dog is mentally stimulated, teach him something new, even if it's something he's never going to do. Let's say, for example, you're never going to get involved with agility training or some advanced training. Just teaching the dog a new trick every once in a while will keep the dog mentally stimulated and at the same time keep that mind focused on, wow, I did something right because my guardian is saying, good boy, good boy, good boy. So go out, teach your dog a new trick today. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's your last chance to shop Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Now's the time to make your home beautiful with savings on all your spring essentials. Keep cool in style with the Harbor Breeze Summersville ceiling fan. Was $189.98, now just $169.98. And clean up your yard with Craftsman. Buy a V20 string trimmer or leaf blower for just $99 and get a select bear tool free. Lowe's knows lawn care. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/7. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate approves a deal raising the debt ceiling last night and averting default on our national debt. The 63-36 vote had 4 Democrats, 31 Republicans, and 1 independent voting no. The bill now goes to President Biden's desk ahead of Monday's deadline. Chair of the Senate Republican Policy Committee, Joni Ernst, has a feature called Open the Books. It reveals where American taxpayer money is going, and recently revealed money earmarked for American farmers is actually going to adversaries of the USA. Over the last handful of years, $490 million went to Chinese food producers and $870 million to Russian food entities. John Boyd Jr. on Fox News is the president of the National Black Farmers Association.
Well, you know, it's a real slap in the face here. This administration didn't stop farm foreclosures.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Good Day Radio program. I am Jake Kirshner. Jen Horn is with us, and Doug is out. Also about to be out, Billy Joel. Can you believe after 10 years he is donezo with Madison Square Garden?
No, it doesn't seem possible.
It seems like that's not allowed. Just unless you are going to retire fully, you should still keep doing Madison Square Garden. Why would anybody give up a residency?
Did they ask him to? Were people not coming anymore, or what happened?
No, he's just done. It's coming to an end, and he says that his team tells him that he could continue to sell tickets for another 10 years, but he's
you know, I think
hanging up the hat there.
Two schools of thought. Like, the first is that, especially like artists, right? Think probably that their creative juices get stifled. I'd imagine if they're doing the same thing every single night. But then you also have the artists who are smart enough to realize, wait a second, if I don't do this every single night, I actually have to travel. Am I going to make the same amount of money? Like, there's so many things. Like, yes, you're doing the same thing every single night in the same place. That may be a little soul crushing, but you're also making money. It's a steady paycheck, and you don't have to travel around, especially at his age. You might like that.
Right, and that's the thing with these residencies. It's not even every single night. So it's like a show a show there. His last 10 shows will kick off October 20th, and then he'll play the last one in July of next year.
It's like 2 weeks on, and a bunch of weeks
exactly.
off.
Yeah, and you even look at the stuff in Vegas, not the Vegas shows that are going on every night, but like Celine Dion's a bad example because she's out right now. But like when Adele was doing it or Britney Spears was doing it, it wasn't necessarily every single night. It's exhausting nonetheless, but I would think it would be less exhausting to be able to stay. Yeah, it's because the traveling part would take it out of you more than anything.
That I would probably like about it as a performer, I'm not saying I'm a performer, but as a singer, I'd probably like knowing that I could do a bigger show with more fun effects and more stuff, and it would consistently be good too, because every time they have to rebuild a stage and rebuild your show, you have to be able to travel with it. In Vegas, they do some incredible things with whether it's pyrotechnics or the screens or the dancers, because it's the same show every single night.
Yes, and you don't have to worry about the teardown and the setup again in a new city.
No quality control.
That into the architecture of the whole stage presence. Exactly. And a lot of them, too. I feel like when they have these residencies, their home is also in that same hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and they have that, what is it, like a whole floor almost that's a suite to themselves, and they have their own private elevator that takes them straight down to the backstage area. That just sounds wonderful.
Doesn't it, though? I think it would be fun, especially as you mentioned, I'm kind of like getting into the mindset, it's like 6 months of forever, but they're really doing like long weekends, usually like Wednesday through Sunday maybe, for like 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then they're off for a very long time.
Exactly. Like, they get their own summer vacation and stuff. And I am seeing, like, we're seeing a lot of this, too, of these micro residencies, mini residencies, where some people are making a stop in one location for maybe 6 shows over a 1 month period. And that just seems like such a better idea than having to travel. And I don't know, maybe it's different because you're in LA and everybody's going to go to LA and perform, or even just at like a local coffee shop start performing. Nobody comes to Cleveland.
I bet New York
it was not always like
it.
This.
Yeah, and I bet New York is sad because that's an opportunity for tourism, right? If you come in to see Billy Joel, you're going to stay in New York for the weekend. If you are in Cleveland, maybe if it's a dream of yours to see him.
Well, that's true. But New York has so many other things that'll bring tourists in. I don't think they'll hurt too much.
But think about it. Okay, so I guess what I'm thinking about is the Taylor Swift economy. Have you heard about the Swift economy?
Yeah, so she's basically, it's like the Super Bowl in every city she stops.
Yeah, like everybody loves when she's coming to town because of the hotels and the food and the other stuff you're doing around the concert. Like, it's been really good for cities to have her come through.
It has been, yes. No doubt about that. She hasn't.
If you can see any residency in Las Vegas, they have a ton of them.
Yeah.
Is there one that you would want to be like, oh my God, I'd like to see that person in the best show that they could do? Like, for instance, Adele has her residency. You know, you probably won't see a better show with Adele than you'll see in Las Vegas. So is there a residency you'd like to see there?
It was Britney Spears, and I did. I was fortunate enough to see hers. And
yeah,
then
great.
When she was going to do, what was the second one called? Dominatrix? No. What was Dominion? I forget. No, not Dominion.
That was the voting machine.
Yes.
Don't say their name.
She was supposed to. Yeah, don't evoke them. There's supposed to be another residency that she was doing. Then that's when she like pretty much canceled it, refused to perform. Good for her. But then the conservatorship that was already in place kind of took more hold and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking forward to the second version. But, yeah, really, that's the only one I could think of. I think it would have been amazing to see Cher back in the day, Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
If I could jump in a time machine, I think that would have been absolutely astounding. What's yours?
Well, of the residencies, I saw Britney in Vegas, and I saw the Backstreet Boys residency as well. And that one was phenomenal, way better than Britney. When I saw Britney, it was like she was phoning it in, and we know she was phoning it in. She was not really wanting to be there.
And she was still amazing.
It was amazing and fun, and the dance and all of that stuff. I'm not downplaying it, but there were definitely a few moments where you're like, eh, you know, the Backstreet Boys, constant energy all the way through. I would like to see, gosh, is there what I was going to say? I'd probably love to see Adele just because I think her voice is incredible. Oh, I've seen Elton John's residency. That was amazing.
That would have been legendary.
He was phenomenal. That was his Million Dollar Piano tour where, it was just such an incredible show. I am a Miranda Lambert fan, so I would probably like to see her residency at this point just to see all of her costumes and stuff.
Oh, I forgot she had a residency.
Yeah, so maybe right now, maybe hers would be the one.
Yes. Oh, okay, I agree with that. Well, I guess we should talk about some topics in the news.
What?
Well, there are quite a few viral videos trending right now. Of course, did you see the one where this car basically went all Dukes of Hazzard? There was, a car accident or something, and there was not the tow truck, but it had those trucks with the ramp thingy, and a car was not paying attention driving down the road, basically goes up the ramp of this truck and just flies into this crash.
Oh, my gosh. No, I did not see that.
The driver, fortunately, somehow survived, which is amazing, but it was caught on police dash cam body cam footage. It was just, this video is everywhere. And then there's the President Biden falling. That video is everywhere. And I do have to ask. So he was on stage. He did the commencement.
He was at the Air Force Academy in Colorado.
In Colorado Springs, yes. So he shakes hands with one of the cadets and then goes to take a step, trips over a sandbag that was on stage holding the one of the monitors there, and he falls. Is this... We've all fallen. Come on, let's be real. Like, I've tripped over the floor itself. But is this bad because it's the president of the United States? Is it bad because it's President Biden who's already under a microscope and people are kind of addressing the issue of his age? Why is this specific one have so many people chiming in on social media because of this viral video? For this fall?
I think there's a couple of things going on. Number one, watching that video, this has nothing to do with politics. This is about heart. This is not about me trying to make fun of him because I don't agree with his politics. I don't agree with his politics. But when you see him walking off the stage, he looks like he's shuffling and then he falls. And I think anybody who's seen that reminds us of that older person who was having trouble.
Yeah, and he fell hard.
He fell. I mean, I was like, because I was telling you I was serving jury duty this week, so I didn't get to see it. And as soon as I turned my phone on, it was like bling, bling, bling. I mean, all these different outlets. Joe Biden takes a fall. And so you look at it and you go, oh, my God, I can imagine. I mean, I felt terrible for him. It looked like he was probably bleeding. He brought, three people picking him up and putting him in the crowd. There was a woman who's smiling back there. I don't know what that was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, so that was hard. And you're already seeing that he trips a lot. You're already having the evidence that he's not quite the same robust man that he was before. And so I think there are people who are going to say this is evidence that he's not equipped to do this job. And of course, everybody falls. It's just the way that he fell, I think, was very indicative. He looked like he was having trouble.
It really is. And again, this is not, like you said, it's not about his politics or anything. But he fell so hard, it looked like he could have broken a hip. And I don't mean that's not ages. He is 80. But even just regardless of age, like, if I fell that hard sideways, I probably would have broken my hip.
Or at least you hurt your knee.
Very hard fall.
It was not good. And of course, and it makes me sad because as much as, again, I think that Biden's family is corrupt. I think that he himself is corrupt. And I think that he is not a good president. Probably the worst of my lifetime. And I was a baby during the Carter administration. I will say all of those things about Joe Biden. But I don't think it does well for America. I don't think it does well for him to be in a position, where he's hurting himself. And I don't know if that continues. I don't know. I guess it'll be up to the people, the voters, perhaps, to see if that's appropriate. It's just, it is hard to watch. And you watch that, and I think you couple that with Dianne Feinstein, who's a senator from my home state of California, who was out of Congress for 3 months because she had complications of shingles, encephalitis. And when she returned to Congress, She was presenting symptoms of a stroke, like her eye was shut. She had a drooping face. She had a reporter ask her, you know, how she was feeling after being gone for so long. And she said, I haven't been gone. I mean, she's not even aware of where she is at this point. And so at what point do we start talking about humanity and not politics?
Yeah. And actually, yes, exactly. Looking at all the, well, a little bit of humanity. How about a good news story?
Please.
There is a Sherpa who was taking a client up Everest to summit Everest and pretty much ends up calling off the summit to save a life. They came across another climber who was in the quote-unquote death zone and just clinging to rope and shivering. And it's one of those things that when people get to a certain point of Everest, if something happens, they are not going to be rescued. It's just very unlikely for it to happen. There are temperatures of 86 degrees, but negative 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The altitude level, the oxygen levels that are there, the steepness, all of that. And that's why they call it the death zone, where if something happens to you in this period of time, you are probably not going to make it.
Yeah.
And this climber thought that they were not going to make it. And so the Sherpa comes across them while navigating their client and convinces the client to give up the summit attempt so that they can rescue this person. And the client is like, yes, absolutely. We need to save the life. Well, for 6 hours, the Sherpa hauled the climber about 1,900 feet in a sleeping mat before another guide was able to join the rescue efforts. And then the two of them took turns carrying the man on their backs the rest of the way down. Well, not even the rest of the way down. They only made it to camp number 3, and then the climber was airlifted to base camp.
Wow.
Like,
that's incredible.
So scary, but such a good news story that this climber was absolutely able to make it. Oh, love that. People helping
Thank
people.
Thank goodness. Yep, for sure. We need more of it.
48 after the hour.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings toned down, simple, and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla. And every Tuesday this June before 11 a.m., Taco Bell reward members who order on the app can get a Breakfast Crunchwrap for free. Uh-oh, I said the F word. Free. Always summons the legal beast.
Rewards members get one free Breakfast Crunchwrap award on Tuesdays in June. During breakfast hours only via the app. At participating Taco Bell stores while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
And he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner. Food, farm, and family time. You can always get more information on foodfarmfamily.com. A couple of food days to celebrate. National Donut Day is today. So certain places, I'm sure, will be having free donuts or discounts. Check around. Check websites. Check the apps. Now, donuts, they do tend to pair well with hot beverages. They can be a quick snack. A lot of people will bring them to their offices in the morning as a nice little breakfast. They actually have quite a history with World War I. Now, the origins of National Donut Day are traced to the Salvation Army's involvement with the war, where a group of volunteers were dispatched to the front lines with the mission of providing comfort meals for the troops. And an effective way to do so while also navigating the difficulties of cooking in such circumstances, like on the battlefield, the brave volunteers would bring the lesser known at the time donuts. They were called donut lassies, and they would fry them up in the helmets. They would actually use the helmets as a utensil to fry up 7 donuts at a time. Nowadays, National Donut Day is widely celebrated on the first Friday of June. June, how are we here already? Now, in 1809, that's when the donuts arrived from the Netherlands. One of the earliest accounts of donuts are attributed to Dutch settlers that brought them to New York. 1918, that's when the Salvation Army set up canteens on the front lines for World War I to provide care and donuts for soldiers. And in 1989, The Simpsons aired for the first time ever. Why does that matter? Well, it introduced one of the most iconic true donut lovers, Homer Simpson. And another food holiday to celebrate, National Rotisserie Chicken Day. Now, the practice of cooking rotisserie chicken dates back all the way to the 1300s. There are paintings from that era that depict the method of roasting. Now, of course, back then, rotisserie chicken was more done by hand. You had to rotate it by hand because they definitely did not have the motor-driven rotisseries that we have today, which basically changed the entire scenario and made chicken into the mainstream. National Rotisserie Chicken Day is pretty new, only developed in, or started, I should say, in 2015. The Boston Market Restaurants founded this day, and each year, ever since, about 600 million rotisserie chickens are sold in the U.S. alone. And many of them are being sold by big stores. Costco is a big seller for the rotisserie chicken. Now, fun fact, there was a surge in rotisserie chicken during the COVID pandemic lockdown. There just happened to be a surge in production. More people were wanting the rotisserie chickens to make. And it's one of those things that you really can get one of those rotisserie chickens, do so many different things with the recipe. If you, for me personally, I don't eat chicken anymore, but when I did, I would get the rotisserie chicken because for some reason I cannot cook chicken. I do not know why. I lack that ability. No matter what recipe I try, no matter what tips and tricks other people have given me, I cannot do it. So if I am making a chicken dish for anybody, it is going to be rotisserie chicken that you're getting in that chicken dish. Of course, what food farm family segment would be complete without a recall of the day? And you know what? There are two today for similar reasons. Sold at Dollar Tree stores across the U.S., an onion ring snack has been recalled due to undeclared allergens and other sensitive ingredients. Now, these are from Rudolph Foods recalling 39 cases of their Rudolph Un-Yums, onion-flavored rings, kind of like Funyuns, but these are the Un-Yums, noting that they may contain undeclared wheat and other sensitive ingredients such as monosodium glutamate, artificial colors such as Yellow 6, Yellow 6 Lake, Blue 2 Lake, Blue 1 Lake, and Red 40 Lake. The recall was initiated after someone discovered that the manufacturer accidentally placed some of the chili limon puffed wheat chips, that product, in the wrong bags, and that does have wheat, but the packaging does not reflect that there is wheat in the packaging. No illnesses have been reported to date, but customers are encouraged to return your Rudolph Un-Yums onion-flavored rings at your point of purchase and get a full refund. Now, a similar situation, Tillamook County Creamery is voluntarily recalling the Tillamook Waffle Cone Swirl Ice Cream because it's mistakenly packaged in a Tillamook Chocolate Peanut Butter Ice Cream carton. So, actually, it's kind of like the Tillamook Peanut Butter Ice Cream that is being recalled. This is due to the undeclared allergen and sensitivity of wheat and soy. How do these mispackagings keep happening? Get a more in-depth look of all of this information and more on foodfarmfamily.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.